Thank you. Good day, people. My name is Kheluov, and I'm joined in with Megatron. Yeah. So, sorry for the technical error. We were struggling with something on the stream. Mega, do you want to say hi to the listeners?
Hello. This is your other Megatron. From the east side of the coast.
Yeah.
Right with you and with Kheluov.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy our show. Hey, I hope you enjoy our show. If you want to get in touch with us, if you want to join the conversation, you can text us on 068-152-0654. That's 068-152-0654. That's our WhatsApp line. If you want to catch Mega, you can catch him at Instagram at megalicious313. That's megalicious313. Yeah, let's go on to the show. But firstly, let me play this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those who have just joined in, you're listening to Family and Relationship Matters. This is Khadouf Station. You can WhatsApp us at 0681520654. So the topic is it a good thing or a bad thing to take a child away from their biological father? Is it a good thing? The good thing or bad thing? So here is the scenario. As a guy, you fall in love with a woman. The woman has a child, and the father of the child still has a relationship with the woman through the child. So you get jealous of the bond they have, and you want to take away the child from their father. So is it a good thing or a bad thing? You may do that with law, you may do that through aggression, I don't know how you do, but you just don't want the biological father to see their child. Yeah. You just don't want that. That's the topic. You know, today is our first show, so I'm gonna be honest with you. We are kinda nervous, so I'm kinda nervous. But I'm joined in here with my backbone, my brother from another mother, DJ Mega, Megatron, Megalicious. Yeah,
I'm the DJ.
Yeah.
I'm just here, the DJ, and again. As a father to my wife and a lovely person to my children, I want to give my children a father feeling as well. What it means.
Yeah.
I've already I relate to the conversation and the topic, so that's why I had to share my insight.
Yeah, so yeah, mega. So this conversation is lovely. Mega, he has experience with this kind of situation. So from his perspective, it will be from a person who has knowledge of this kind of an issue. So Mega, new experiences. I don't want to ask you what did you experience exactly, but I know it's related to this kind of topic. But I want to ask, is it a good thing or a bad thing according to you, to the way you see it? Is it a good thing or a bad thing to take the custody away from the child, from the biological father?
Into my own inside, I don't think it would be, because a child already has his own rights, and so some rights I have to be protected. Like, what is the right for a family to that child? And what is the right for life for both that mother of that child and for me as a father to that child? What is my right? So if the custody is going to take away my son or my daughter away from me and take them to raise them by another person, and then it's going to obviously break me. And obviously it's going to make my actions to be illegal or out of law, because I'm going to take things according to my own hands. And so I'm going to end up being either judged or being tempted to be put into interrogations of which maybe my intentions are not willingly or wanted to be there. Actually, like, we don't want the surprise actions of which, like, tomorrow we won't be able to speak for ourselves. Like, this is a new generation of freedom and
and right.
So exactly, like, we should practice this.
Yeah,
I have a right, they have a right, and this is all about us, them, they, and me.
Okay,
so it's all us.
Okay, so what about what if the mother of the child, she doesn't have interest in you, she no more has interest in you, and she wants to take the child? You know, the law of South Africa says the mother can take the child. You know, the mother has more custody than the child. I mean, they are 50% according to the law of South Africa. That's bullshit. You know, the mother has more custody. Actually, according not according to the law, family law, according to indigenous law. Yeah, traditional law. The mother takes the child.
But we all know, like, when it comes to traditional laws, when it comes to lawful justice, justical laws, we know that things get to be one-sided.
Yeah.
Segregation.
Yeah.
Like, imagine who would give a treaty or a handout or handout right, and besides someone who's highly certificated. Why should you take it out?
But imagine, you never signed for it.
You never signed or agreed. Asking me to chop my own finger and then tell me to bring you a glass. That really, like, gives you an emotional experience which you the student child would not be
able
to handle you.
That is DJ Mega. You know, his perspective is it's very deep, you know. Like, serious, it's very deep. We'll be right back.
We shall be the only one. We shall be the only one.
O tsena a setsa daide o tsena a sa a ha bua hore o tatswa o nka laws into your own hands. He and this guy ended up as a kid a batla ho kidnap ngwana, but he talk like the way like but why bona ka thing the official the way they see it, they are going to say he kidnapped the child because the king you know only the custody and o tsama le ngwana o ha tswa hae. But ke biological daughter ya hae eo ga bo and ntho e mone e o mofuta o mfutusa bohloko like se re as
ka movie when like you are watching a movie like according to those people are making movies like a job to them and they want to do it. And again, something that people thought. But behind all of everything, they involved in the message they are having.
Yeah.
So do you relate to the message? Are you taking the message off? Are you portraying something as a response that they are giving you? Right. Mm. Hence, like, I took my effort willingly without being bribed or without being wanting anything.
Yeah.
I've been shifted from my job office, I'm DJing, and I just took myself and said, nah, let me come and be interviewed and partake for this because it's a right application my life.
Yeah. Well, that is some wise saying. It's some wise saying. That's what. You know, some people would love to have two is better than one.
No,
but having two fathers, it's better than having one father. Because they would say, if one father cannot support you with something else, the other one will. Let's say the other father says, you don't need a bicycle. I'm not going to buy you a bicycle. And then your biological father was, you my child, I'm gonna buy you a bicycle. You need to have a bicycle. And conflict iqala etla mo wabo between the two, or like a biological father, or whether you are adoptive father. So a situation e umno o ka etsa jwang ha she but a ka etsa jwang.
Well, according to the situation, it's difficult, but it can be rectified, right?
Yeah.
Because the biological one, the biological father, because not that he has
authority.
He had a donated testicle.
No.
And then it's not that because they have a paper. This can be arranged in a matter of, I forgot what they call it.
Yeah.
Sebaka says, okay, they have two, this child has two fathers, right?
Yeah.
And those fathers, they sit under one roof on each other.
No, not under one roof.
They don't sit under one.
Yeah.
So tell me.
The biological father stays somewhere else, but he comes and visits sometimes.
So, when it comes to the child, what is the child going? When he goes to the biological father, he visits.
Yeah.
But when he goes to the adopted father, it's where he stays.
Yeah,
it's where. So you see, already it's a chaos. Because imagine, like, around the society or the friends of that child.
Yeah.
When he grow up. Right. When they grow up, they are the friends. Yeah. Get to realize and know that, okay, this person originated there. But where he stays, he's staying from where he thinks it originated.
Yeah.
But not originated. So obvious, it's confusing on you. They're not confusing on you. I know I'm confused. I know the future has been like that. Even if I'm a kid, the old father, I'm agree to you. But in a wealthy area.
Yeah.
Bapila right. Okay.
Yeah.
Easily, but we're confused to such a normal thing. We're looking to Nalena, we just end.
I get
on. Even if Bakaza Mabali to you, I hold it Alisha. And I hold it up. You know, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, you know,
because one of the excuses on the disorder is they grasp that memory, they keep it in their long term memory.
Wow.
They keep it like forever, man. They cannot. It's actually hard work.
A child can take all the touch and save it and energy, obviously. What is the child? Because it's back to one of the girl or one of the ones.
Yeah.
It's like a little one of the ones. Oh, man, I was thinking about this one.
Yeah.
Sharp. So, hey, come on here. I'm going to talk to you. And then, now, Halle Hack. Okay. I'm going to teach you. Where the couple of prison train like
it. Yeah, what do you say?
Okay, tell her.
She's going to go crazy.
Oh,
okay.
She
wouldn't know who me. Which are what rules must she follow? I think she won't have a sense of belonging.
Wow.
Imagine having two faces at the same time.
Oh, then it's obviously at the end it's going to destroy the poet family.
Yeah.
And then get out of my come on, and let the other side happen to the people. You are like the more. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I never told this out. And I'm from almost to get to a best side of the story. To a best side of the story, no, okay. Then I know a wife or a woman get no land as you love to sell a homeless. You can have everything, but if you don't have that warmth or love in your life or a person that you share something common with, we are never going to be happy. We are going to live a life of which, like, a test. So, we must, like, think for the people that we are living or we are going to, so that they can have a better life or generation. So, imagine that we are building a society or a generation of which tomorrow they are going to point each other by not knowing. Imagine if I didn't know your name.
Yeah.
And then when that child gets to school, battle with that.
No name. Yeah.
So, and then between the fathers,
no name alone.
Which father is going to agree? Okay, let it be.
You know,
going to create like some something like the Tuwabo.
Yeah.
And then all the
complications
out of it. But then again, it could be solved. It can be solved.
Yeah, everything has a solution.
Everything has a solution.
We just need time or resolving into everything.
So talking through even if you have to case out things, I should know completely.
Yeah.
Too far out. I'm sorry, I'm really too. I think it could happen.
Yeah.
But then, whole our one knows the total balance that's like. Some people have a domoza command, you cannot have two fathers at the one side. Why the minister? Obviously, these are the things that we face in the society. These are the things that we see to like happening. So So obviously, but not yet to now, according to now, like personally, I would fight for my child.
You would fight for your child.
Even if it means to break the law or if to be against it, I will fight for my child.
Yeah.
Because I know it takes blood, sweat.
Imagine
to make that child. Some people that are get a home or whatever, only when I see one.
And it's hard, girl.
It's hard.
Imagine when
we don't know where babies like automatically come from. We just know the outer view. Okay, just they make and then
give out.
And then MCL, XL, all those things. But we don't see like the spiritual
part of it.
Where exactly like do they bring those children? Because we don't ask ourselves, what about those who don't have?
Another thing happens about spirituality is there's this thing called bondage. You bond with a child, ne? And then after later on staging kyung one of us bamunga. I'm on tabelo lo bondalo ngano mung happy. I'm on like yo like what do lo bondalo to like bondawa how and that's why I'm on like it's so sick. Yeah, it's tiring, man. Like serious. Like guys, do like the bond, the break, the bond. Deliver. Iblan mo na ka.
Obviously, as a child, we have to know where we come from and where we are.
Yeah.
And then they said, in order for you, you must be to akar. I'm not even born.
I'm sure even way before Lori Kesaya, but. This thing you hike in, girl. The way nice you. Even though they play a part to what you are, what kind of a person you are.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a strong. Even though they have a strong effect, but they don't determine destiny mode. You know.
Yeah.
Destiny is something which you wanna keep the lang at home. Okay. Destiny you can to it, girl. Even though when time goes by, the fate is. You know, fate, yeah, sorry, you're gonna end up there. This is your fate, you die. No, fate is the way I see the gore. Kintu is a halang, it's an event which happens at that time and then it passes, and then life goes on, and then another fate comes. It happens, and then life goes on, and then what the fate will happen? It's just a small event. Maybe like hook up and a limitating. Wow, kick up and a limitating crustacean if another will get and then trade in Chile like they're working on that's fate, you know. You're supposed to meet with that person, but that doesn't mean you're supposed to meet with that person, and then now it's over. So the life events in Monday, Joga, but Rancia, Butaiva, Rancia, now in a Hakim Quatin, the Tamaraka. If you body like a Hakim Quatin stuff, because maybe it's fake, you know. But I determine this thing,
yeah. Of you that you're sharing.
Yeah.
And then obviously, even now I get to know myself. And I won't do mistakes.
Yeah.
And then imagine at the school, you are at the school with many people. Every time, you are always the failing one. You are always doing the wrong things. Always like living in like in a fantasy of which like one day I'll do something good, I'll do something right. It's like obvious this scenario can relate to the abused relationships of these people that they live in. Whereby maybe like the children is abused, and then obviously the society becomes a person that obviously doesn't get to again. I realize oh man, I'm needed. They close the doors and then become leave into the shadows. They are in the shadows there because they just imagine things. They become in a imaginary world and then things everyone is paid for them. Everything is paid for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, relationship plays part of the book. Yeah. Relationship plays part of the book. So because of the family matters and relationships.
I won't let my baby go for
that.
Even though they know, okay, sharp, they may say, I'm not fit to raise the child, so the child must go. Or it must
be raised by another father.
I'm here, I'm an existing person.
But we're treating her how exist.
I want to play with my little child. I want to go out and to the park and see if you are the monsters and fetch my work and fetch myself as you know, maybe like, now I choose it. Okay, now I want to live in the world of which my father is showing me, or I want to create my own world. But then, okay, create the first life as well. Or Asoka Albon, what is the world?
And like, talking about whichever alpha, build alpha, how is the perception? You want to see where a society which is peaceful, and so when as a biological father, the adoptive father, I treat him as nonsense.
Yeah,
I'm teaching nonsense. I'm just a guy here. I'm a blesser. I asha hapo. You only live once. Like the adoptive father, he teaches your child lessons. Aziko grand, man. Like, seriously, I wouldn't rest.
I was saying before, like, okay, how do you separate something or someone from existence while they are still living? Are you what? Are you dead?
Yeah.
Because obviously,
people
get injured. When they are gone, and then later, death is the only thing that causes us to forget about people.
Like, yeah, but
the boy, like, they don't like automatically get like rid of them. They are always there.
People are immortal. Did you hear that? People are immortal. Even though you're gonna die, but we're still gonna exist somewhere.
Somehow,
we're gonna exist.
Because there's nothing stronger than love.
Yeah.
Imagine you live. And once you live, you've made things. You don't exist. But each and every time when someone get to think of you and put an image of you, opinions, which, you know, but then non-fate, obviously, if something like this could happen to me, or at least in future, maybe along the process of living, I get to live with my baby, I have to choose between my wife and my child,
yeah,
and another guy. Babo, maybe as a sacrifice, so, to sacrifice
how could you? My life. I just want to ask,
or for their happiness. Yeah, I say, okay, we must go and live and then die. Okay. But then I don't think they'll be happy after that.
So, Gopa, what up, Osofa? I just want to ask you this question. If one know about how to do the little lily to get to me one, because Bana Batagavi decision solutions are one of the so like deal so simple and lightly. What if Obata would do when I can to me one? I will little Robert everything A1 when I let time Allah adoptive. Limeria, what do you do then? Because children go, what do you do? Do you try to explain to them, or do you what?
Yo,
I'm sorry for laughing, but we are sorry for laughing, but this is so funny. Like, seriously, when you try to imagine it, hi.
Obviously, I don't know. It's okay, let's say it. It's okay. I get it to a point, but okay. I think, like a sort of first marriage.
Yeah.
Obvious.
So ngwana o batla we mama le papa o mong hape ba dile ka tlung, biological father a ba le ka tlung, adoptive father a ba le ka tlung, le mother e one a ba le ka tlung le yena a ba droye le snepe, a ba droye le pizza, a ba papa ba itu mama e one le yena. What do you do, guys?
So mama e not feel as well.
O dula la ke mo ga tlo.
O mo sa ya ke ne.
Yeah.
Rara
na hana be tseng e wa le ja. Me di e no e ga no e nga.
A bo jo ro ya.
O no e nye sexual, no nye zeltivo sa na.
Ja lo a le ja le. Tso tse ja le di pinda di sivel kilas.
O no a ho le ba se ga le ke.
Da e bitshin go na ga le tshuke. O wa nwa go na o tlo batla picture o wa le.
Yeah.
A ga tong.
Ke na go mbola. Yeah.
Obvious. And then obviously between one amongst guys and things like that.
You mean
about when you're just doing your game?
To share.
Create it or like it.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously.
You want what's yours to be?
I'm trying to build a legacy. Lena is trying to build a legacy.
On one land.
Mariana, he wants to come to invade my land and then I'm building the legacy on top of another person, another man. Like Leon, I'm sure Otoluza is own worthy.
Yeah.
Otoluza is own worthy because other guys or other men or women, okay, won't take him as a man. Wabo. So okay, and now I'm pretty too.
Yeah.
I can't be Wabo home came and I can't find protection. Wabo.
Yeah. Yeah, let me play some music right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us in the studio. Sorry, but this is the end of the show. From me, Geloof Mpoi, and joining the studio,
Meg G.
Yeah, DJ Meg G. Goodbye. Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the show.
I wish you said I've opened many people after the years, and then they do their thing. We are tired of seeing like people abusing other people and
yeah.
Stuff, and then like they should face anything like this. Yeah.
Okay, you have heard the man. You have heard the man. See you next time.